This is such bullshit.
Pistachio is such a unique flavor. Like, why call it a pistachio latte when it's just sugar and milk? That's it. Not even a hint of pistachio. Nada. Oh, fucking balls. Well, good for you. One of us had to get what we ordered. Actually, wait, did they just give me completely the wrong thing? No. They didn't. But they did spell my name wrong. That's fine. Salud. Oh yeah, I agree. I think coming back here was a much better idea than staying at Starbucks. It's just so, it's so cozy. What does Jesse's uncle do? Do you remember? This place is just so nice. I dig this fucking fireplace. I want one of these. I am like a lizard. I need a heat source around me at all times, or I just start looking like a member of the Franklin expedition. Ugh. And this hits me so deep in my Sims nostalgia. Because I had the vacation expansion, and I always loved the idea of sitting by a fire on a bearskin rug. And this rug is significantly less imbibed with senseless bear slaughter, so even better. There's the armchair. Yeah, I've seen you eyeing it since we got here, and Jose always got to it first. Yeah, dude, all you need is a pipe and a robe, and you'd look like you own the place. Is this why you were so insistent on getting back before them? Yeah, I feel like you wanted a shot at the throne. I'm glad you stopped me from walking back to the diner. It would have been a waste in a lot of ways. No, you had it coming. I'm honestly just surprised my aim was that good. I am sorry if I've been too forward. I did get pretty caught up. There was you know, this feeling of like, if I don't act now, then I'll lose the chance, you know, and then that only amplified when you started backing off, and it just became a cycle of shit. Well, yeah, I toned it down eventually. There's only so much you can push when it's only setting you back. I mean, like I said, I thought you were just needing some time or encouragement, but I wasn't sure. At a certain point, you just have to question your own perception. You don't need to apologize. It's okay. That's how you feel, you know? You can't force that shit. I understand. Thank you. Really, I appreciate that. It did make me feel pretty not great. And it made me mad. Just because I felt embarrassed and like stupid sometimes. You know, it's always a little humiliating when you think you have something figured out and then it gets thrown back in your face, but I get it. I mean, I've been where you are. To be honest, I still go there time to time. I have just learned how to force myself past it. But it's tough. I mean, it's really, it takes some grit. And when you feel like you are not worth the effort, when it feels like you're telling yourself a lie, you feel stupid for trying to make yourself believe it, you know? Feeling worthy of whatever is, it can be ridiculously hard. And sometimes it does require actual change, which is also ugh. But it's worth it. It really is. You come out the other side better. You come out the other side feeling proud of yourself, which can be unusual. I want to be clear that I'm not saying any of this to guilt you any more than I already have or make you feel bad. I really want our communication to get on a better path. And no matter what our relationship is, it's just, it's important, so important to know that we can talk to each other. So thank you for opening up. It helps, and it's greatly appreciated. Actually, can I tell you something? Okay, so yesterday, when I said I could put a moose in a chokehold and you scoffed, that really hurt my feelings. There's the scoff again! Oh my god, I absolutely could! Just put a chokehold on a moose. Like, all you have to do, it's a chokehold. You just have to do it from behind. I could! I promise you I absolutely could. A moose? Just a baby one? A baby one. One with chronic wasting disease. Well, because you didn't let me finish. You did, you know, you just scoffed and went to the kitchen. When I am willing to place money, I promise you that if you put a newborn, freshly squeezed moose in front of me, I could take that fucker down in like 12 moves. Only 12. Oh, I'm sorry. Could you do better? That is so rude. Okay. So, all right. So step one. Okay. Put on my snowshoes and make sure that my fly isn't open again. And step two, okay, call 911. I did a preemptive measure. I'm trying to get here. If you would, little boy, okay. So step 12, you want to rush the whole procedure, fine, doing it just inaccurately, now you're not going to know. If you meet a moose, what are you going to do? You know those fuckers can swim, right? You know they can just paddle their way towards you, like 12 feet underwater, and tickle your fucking feet with their tongues or their antlers or some shit? So step 12 is to get on the closest flight back home, because I'm going to get my ass absolutely shredded. They're going to wail on me. They're going to rip me apart like canned tuna. If the parent finds me, I've got their baby, like, all... Look, all right, here's... You can call me a wiener all you want. Look, the thing is, I already have my memorial service planned out, and it calls for me to be in one piece. Yeah? Because, I mean, there's just no way they're letting me into the indoor skydiving chamber disassembled. Oh, yeah, I'll scooch over. Are you feeling nervous? You want to come sit by your protector? That's flattering, I will say. Well, it has to be something like that if you left the comforts of the big boy chair, which is, you know, it's surprising. It's nice. But the fireside is much nicer. I think you made a smart choice. You look regal. Sorry, just the lighting makes a nice contrast. No, I am sure that's not true. I know for a fact I look bad with our shadows. Only a little bit. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's the honesty I was talking about. Glad we can talk like this again, you know, just hang out. I love talking to you. Our chemistry is, sorry. Oh, can I have a sip of yours? I just want to try something that tastes like what was ordered. thank you. Ew. What you ordered is gross. Yeah, that's fine. Take it back. Oh, oops. That's my lip tint on the rim. Wow, that really hammers at home, doesn't it? I wasn't planning on saying anything. It's just, it's apparent now. It's nothing, just...
indirect kiss.
Okay. Chessie says they're still out, so it'll be a while. Wait. Now? Do you mean it? No, don't jump into. I'll wait. You thought about this? I mean, because you were only just pushing me away, so I'm confused. And I I don't want to be collateral damage if we do something and then afterwards you figure out that you did need more time, okay? No, this isn't a rejection. I just... Are you comfortable with what this is gonna mean? Because it will mean that we're together. Officially a couple. Monogamous, committed. I'm not a fortune teller. I don't know the future. I'm not saying this to trap you or freak you out. I just want you to understand what taking a step like this means to me. I want us to try. You're not someone that I can just make out with and then walk away like it's nothing. So if you're not ready for that, then let's slow things down. Okay. I trust you. Lay down with me. Sorry. I can't stop smiling. Hoping this trip would go. Well, like I said, I thought things were leading up to it. And I wanted to take the opportunity to get closer. How close do you want to get? Well, I'll be honest. I think it would be good to ease into things. Because I don't want to rush for several reasons. One of them being, I want to take the time to explore. This is a new facet to our relationship, and it's still a little raw. Speaking of, I didn't buy condoms. I thought about it, but things were, you know, they were just so tense, so I just... Yeah. It's okay. But I do think... I really think... We ought to... build it up, at least. You know? I mean, there are some things that I'm definitely willing to do. right now. But ultimately, I want to savor you. Rest your head on the rock. Off with your shirt. Come on. Whoa. That's really good shit. I touch you. Yeah. I love the way your neck goes down to your collarbone. I don't care if it's basic anatomy, it's pretty. Oh, I'm pretty. Thank you. I try. Partly for you, if I'm honest. Your skin is already warm from the fire. I let my hands wander where they want to. Where would you prefer them? What if I cup your face? That's nice. Hypocrite. Wait, stop. Stop. I'm ticklish there. What do you think? Yeah? Well, good. I thought you'd like him. Of course you can touch him. I took him out for you. I can't believe you're touching me. Put them in your mouth. Your tongue feels so good. Mm-hmm. What else can I do? Are you sure? Okay. Let me take off my high altitude thermal leggings. Ugh, Jesus. They're very tight. But they're very warm. Ooh. In fact, maybe a little too warm. That is some cold air hit me. I have instantly got goosebumps. I wasn't expecting the tug on my hips there. Yes, please. Oh, this is heavenly. Are you okay? Can you breathe? I might want to grind. Okay. Oh, fuck. Wait, this isn't fair. No, because I don't want to have all the fun. Fuck. No, I'm gonna turn around, okay? There we go. Fuck. Okay, give me a sec. Fuck. Okay. Wait. Let me take this out. Oh, fuck. Give me a second. Oh, do you know how long I've wanted this? Oh, shit. Oh, just let me admire it. It's so hot. We're already so slick. Trace it. Okay, wait. You're not gonna let me get to you before I finish. No, I want us to come together. Oh, it's not that I don't appreciate the enthusiasm, but this is a two-way street. Beautiful. Yeah, see, now you're distracted. Just enjoy it for a minute, it's okay. You like the hand action too? Oh, what? Like I'm gonna act like I haven't thought about exactly how I would do this? Right, first I kiss your tip and then tease it. Run my tongue all the way down. Take it in. Is that good? Good. Hit me right there. Oh, fuck, that tongue is so good. Yes, I want you to flick it, please. Oh, you're so hard in my mouth. Oh, I love it. Oh, yeah, it tastes so good. That's not, that's not fair. You had a head start. Wait. No, I had to catch you up. Mm-hmm.
Can you come with me? Are you close? I can't hold out long. Did I get it all? No, not all of it. How about now? Thank you. Yeah, I you really took care of it. Okay, let's turn this around. There. That was amazing. Didn't think it through, though. No. Because I missed your face. Oh, I can taste myself on you. It's so weird. Good weird, I guess, given the implication or fact, whatever. Thanks for finally letting me live out my Sims rug shag fantasy. Or what's it called? Woohooing or something. Been many years in the making. I kind of want to lie here for a while. Just wrapped up in you. Mm-hmm. We gotta stay on the lookout for the other stuff. Seriously, I mean it. Like, we gotta be ready to bolt. Well, because Chessie doesn't always remember to text. And there's a very good possibility that I'll need your help to shove me back into those fucking leggings. I'll tell you what, you put in the elbow grease, okay? And I promise I will take them back off for you again.